This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Hallmark Movie Talk, plus Salt and Peppa and Impressions. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals, based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Christy Lee's so fire ass hot. This tape is dedicated to her from Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols. I bet you're not wearing underwear tonight. Oh, Lord. And we pray there ain't hair under there tonight. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Chill of the night, if you don't wear undies, your booty's gonna get cut. Chill of the night, if you don't wear panties, your body's gonna get stolen. White snake. Oh. White snake. Ooh, Christy Lee. Ooh, better get with me. I just want to get close to you and set my pork sword free. And I just want to get close to you, 'cause one and one makes three. It gets real cold, so you don't need panties, Christy Lee. You got Donnie and the chill of the night, chill of the night, chill of the night, night.
Donnie Thank Baker you. And the Pork Pistols.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm making a change in my house this season.
Oh, what?
The rule used to be no Hallmark Christmas movies until the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I've changed that to November 15th.
I was going to say, because there seems to me to be far more movies now than ever before.
They're everywhere.
If I want to see all of my favorites, I'm going to have to start a little earlier.
They put out a cheat sheet yesterday. I got an email about it, about all the different networks and all the Christmas movies that are on them.
Oh, my.
We had a story yesterday that sounded like it should be a Hallmark movie. Do you remember this? It was out of Chicago. Here it is. A Chicago man discovered his biological mother turned out to be the owner of his favorite local bakery.
That's right.
This guy's name is Vamar Hunter.
Yeah, but you can't marry your mom.
He'd been...
Yeah, that's not a meet cute.
That's not a Hallmark
movie.
Well,
no, this is...
But it is hot. I mean...
No, but here's the story. So, obviously, Christy, we're going to make some adjustments.
Okay.
In this story, the guy was trying to find his biological mother.
Right.
Went through a lot of stuff. A friend of mine did this, and it was very interesting, and in fact, ended up finding her parents. But he got assistance from a genealogist. He located his birth mother. And, of course, the way this works is she was given his name, saying, by the way, this was the child that you gave away many years ago. Would you like to contact him? And as a matter, and so she called him, and he recognized the number because he happened to have that bakery on his contact list. Which is see if you turn this into a Hallmark movie, you could be kind of a meet cute thing.
Don't sounds you think like so? A big sounds like a big fat guy. If he had a bakery,
I don't know how Mr.
Hunter, I got a bakery.
This is why I put you up for adoption. I knew you'd be fat.
The name of the bakery, I love the bakery, is called Give Me Some Sugar. Spelled S-U-G-A-H.
I don't care for that.
You, of all people, don't care for that?
No.
I don't. You're going to turn down baked goods?
I would never disrespect sugar like that.
But you would never disrespect baked goods by not eating them.
I don't know if I don't like the name or the way you're saying it.
That's probably it. Yeah.
Give me some sugar. I don't think I care for that.
Oh, it's spelled S-U... How would you pronounce it?
Give me some sugar.
In fact, I would go, give me some sugar, baby, much like Bruce Campbell says it in the Evil Dead movies. So.
Oh, but it's not, it's spelled S-U-G-A-H.
I know, that's what I don't care for.
So when you get the bands that do that.
Huh? The bands?
Yeah, various bands. They
can only think of one. Pour Some Sugar on Me. That's about it.
No. I meant with the names of the bands where they...
alter one letter.
Like Salt and Pepper.
I like that.
Salt and Pepper, not Pepper. Pepper.
Yeah, I like Pepper.
Well, but Salt and Pepper, I mean, their catalog is so amazing and far-reaching.
I'm a genuine fan. They've still got it to this day.
Yeah, they still have their fastballs.
Ace and I saw them recently on a TV thing, and
yep.
They were fantastic.
Both Salt and Pepper are still bringing
Pepper,
it.
Pepper, Pepper.
They're still bringing it.
See? In any event, I just think that, this scenario would lend itself to some kind of a Hallmark movie.
I couldn't pick either one of them out of a lineup if I had to.
Well, they got rid of Spinderella.
You could if it was a lineup of white girls. I'm going to guess those two.
That's true. Yeah.
That's true. How do we get to...
I do like the name Spinderella, though. I've always liked it.
Spinderella.
Yeah.
Spinderella cut it up one time.
Push it.
Wait, 80s anyone?
Push it real good.
Sounds like a video game.
Yeah.
What year is this?
89,
88. Late 80s. Yeah. Okay, very good.
Well, if I could have seen my father's face as my brothers and I roller skated to this in the basement. Vietnam vet. Well,
yeah, your dad, Vietnam combat veteran going, four fairies.
Put on some credence. He would have never said that, but he would have.
Where's the credence?
He would have looked at my mom and been like, you know, I don't think we're paying for four marriages.
they're down there playing grab ass in the basement.
Cindy, will you get
one
down
of them teaching the other one how to masturbate. What the hell's going on down there?
So you don't agree with me? This would be a great Hallmark movie. This
no, I do.
The setup on it. How would it work though? Since it obviously
there are similar Hallmark movies. Yeah, I mean it's you nailed it. But there would also be a romantic thing with like her mom's bakery's assistant or something.
Yeah, he'll start working in the bakery with his mom. And
right.
But there's got to be the mom has a son that she really loves and pretty much the same age as the one she abandoned.
No, he's not going to hook up with his half sister.
No. They're both guys, and they're going to be they're going to have some sort of sibling rivalry, and they end up killing each other at the end.
What
of the
movie. The hell?
Yeah. What the hell? What is this? The Menendez Christmas?
Sugar cane and Abel.
I'm just trying to add. Very good, to add some reality. To it.
Pat, you got the title. Sugar Cane and Abel, a Menendez Brothers Christmas.
And this will not be aired at all this year due to immediate controversy.
Well,
I love them.
I wonder how many Hallmark movies you've personally ruined for people because they won't watch anything on the Hallmark Channel because you won't shut up about it.
I just think they're great. They're just kind of happy and fun.
And I still don't know who told you about the term meet cute.
Me either.
But I'm going to find out. You wait and see. I've got my own guesses.
You should make a list of your favorite Hallmark movies, like much like you did for Halloween.
I will.
Yeah, maybe so make a video about it.
And aren't there a couple of actors and actresses that are in pretty much half of them?
Yeah. Yeah, they've got a whole cast. In fact, now they're starting to have conventions, and there's one in Kansas City that I really want to go.
You've got to be kidding me.
Tell you what, I think I could get the finance department to... Can you do a live remote broadcast?
The epitome. This is the Oscars of bad TV. Hallmark movies.
Yeah, what are you watching? It's actually a new reality show where the winners will be starring in movies.
Oh, okay. That's a good program for them to have.
Yeah.
What are you starting with this Friday? What are you going with this Friday?
I don't know. I just turn them on, man. I just turn it on.
The 15th on Friday, yeah.
Yeah.
So my only complaint about them is when they're outside, you can never see their breath. Because you know they're filming. They're filming it in July in Ontario.
I get wrapped up in the sentiment and the magic. You nitpick.
Yeah, like, no, I'm trying not to. I try not to.
No, I know.
think how he'd be if he didn't try. I mean, if he tried. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, they're not great movies, but they're a warm blanket, if you will.
And it's not going to be a thing where they're sitting around the table and all of a sudden they start talking about politics and oh god.
No, it's one. They're wonderful.
A little bit of relief from that.
And there are some that are genuinely funny. And I will.
Really?
Yes. But that Tyler Hines guy is hilarious.
Can you imagine if the election took place the day after Thanksgiving? There'd be a lot more homicides in this world.
Boy,
the Thanksgiving table's rough enough.
A lot more thrown plates, probably. Sadly.
You're voting for who?
Oh, God. Okay, well, thank God that's over.
Prime Video is... Oh, he'll like this.
Oh,
he'll lick this up with a spoon. Mm. Are you ready there, Slappy?
Yep, I am.
Prime Video is doing a four-part docuseries on the history of the video game Madden NFL.
Four parts.
You know, there are some people who don't realize that John Madden was even a coach.
Oh, Tom, I didn't realize they interviewed you for that. Where'd they get that audio?
That's witty.
He's a game. They don't even know that.
Oh, Jason, we're going to have to call Caliendo about this.
That'll be very exciting. That sounds just like him.
It's in the game, Madden NFL. Former employees with EA Sports discuss how the game nearly didn't get made.
Ooh.
Wow, there's some tension there.
You know, who turned it down?
It doesn't say that here in the story.
Who turned it down?
Deacon Jones?
Can you imagine if it had been OJ?
Oh, God.
Well, famously, what's the thing? What's the cooking device? The boxer?
Foreman grill.
The Foreman grill. That was turned down by a couple people.
Yeah.
Sorry to wake Case.
No.
Foreman grill.
I couldn't think. Yeah, the George Foreman grill that was offered to a couple of other people prior to George going, sure, I'll do it.
When I worked at Rawlings, they came out with a 5-panel football chick.
Oh,
so the idea was that you could obviously grip the football a little better because it had 5 panels now instead of just the 4.
Right.
It was called the V5. And the guy that they got behind this, who really was...
their spokesman.
Yes. Any guesses?
He's going to carry the brand.
Ryan Leaf.
Michael Vick.
Oh!
And he was wrapped on vehicles. He was
he was everywhere there for just about 10 minutes. And then, he came back and did pretty well.
Do they suppose they get insurance for that?
I don't know.
If you're getting a celebrity endorser, do you get insurance just in case something goes south on you?
Yeah, maybe now there are things like that. Yeah.
John Madden evidently looked at the demo when they presented the idea to him, and he reportedly said, "What is that?" Only as Madden would say.
Yeah.
It's in the Game starts November 26th. Oh, my birthday. On Prime Video. There you go.
Give us your best John Madden.
What is that? Boom. There he is over there.
Boy, I really did enjoy the hell out of him and Summerall.
Man. Yeah.
They were so good, man.
And Pat Summerall's name popping up in the news a lot lately.
Why?
His daughter's involved in politics.
His daughter's very heavily involved in politics.
Pat, give us your best, Madden.
Oh, all right, we're back up in the back.
Hey! Wait a minute.
What was that?
Give it a do.
Christy?
Give it a do.
I don't even know what John Madden sounds like, unless Frank does it.
Well,
can you do one?
No.
No, I was literally trying when I was doing that.
No. Here's a guy.
Do you do any impressions at all, Christy?
No.
Try doing me. Go ahead.
Does Christy do any?
Try Jenna Jameson.
Do any.
Everybody does Tom.
Oh my God.
Everybody can do a Tom.
I don't know. Have we ever heard Ace do Tom? Ace, give us your best Tom.
Ace does new Tom impression.
Great job, Ace.
he hears it every morning.
Lot, yeah. This is the beauty of Ace.
I do.
He can turn anything around and make it work.
I do a little bit of a Drew Hastings.
Okay.
Christy, I think we need some coffee.
That's pretty good.
Bad.
Yes. Yeah.
Coffee.
I think we need to stop and get some coffee.
You have to throw in something random that has nothing to do with it.
Well,
that windmill suggests that we...
What? You know who I realized I can do?
Who?
I think? Macy Gray.
I try to say goodbye and I choke.
Yeah.
I try to walk away and I stumble.
Wow,
I love her.
It's clear.
Boy, somewhere someone watching this on YouTube is getting a very serious erection.
I thought that was I Hear Rabbits when you're not here.
Did you really?
How good is she in Training Day? How good is she in Training Day?
Very.
My
very
gosh.
Is she in Training Day?
Yeah.
Oh, she played Denzel Washington.
Do you remember? She
tries to sing. She choked. I try to walk away.
I love that song.
That's good. I'm trying to find a world record for you, chick. Boy, this is kind of slim pickings.
The latest college football playoff rankings are out, and then we'll wrap up this car wreck.
Slim pickings. Pat, give us your best slim pickings.
Hey, we got to get on the bomb.
You will see one prophylactic condom, one chocolate bar. Remember that when he runs down the stuff?
That's so great. Sounds like a good weekend in Vegas.
Yeah. Sounds
what
nice.
In the wide, wide world of sports is going on?
That's very good.
That's it right there. Yeah.
And in 1941, a lesser movie, but I enjoy it
so
much.
I do, too.
His name's Hollis Wood, and the Japanese soldiers keep asking, where's Hollywood? And he goes, right here. What? What do you mean? I'm Hollywood.
So odd.
Anyway, Oregon's number one, Ohio State 2, Texas 3, Penn State 4. Indiana comes in at number 5.
Indiana.
BYU 6, Tennessee 7, Notre Dame 8.
That was your Sean Connery. That was very good.
It was awful.
Indiana. I haven't picked up on it.
Alabama 10, Ole Miss 11, and Georgia's number 12. However, Boise State wins their conference. They will replace Georgia at number 12 if the playoffs were to begin today.
Go ahead. Can we hear Pat Godwin's quick story about running into Sean Connery in a gym?
Are
you aware of it? Yes.
I love this story.
We got nothing but time.
But we were staying at the Grosvenor House for a week of live shows in London, 1990. And as we pulled into the Grosvenor House, Sean Connery is sitting in a chair, drinking something brown with ice, reading the paper.
How cool is that?
And we all went to the front lobby. I said to the clerk, this place has to be good. You got James Bond in the lobby. And the guy gets up. Please don't say a thing. Don't talk to James Bond. Don't say James Bond. His name's Sean Connery. And he came here every month to get away from his family and the show business in general. And we were told not to speak to him, not to invite him to our little radio show. We would see him in the bar. There's Sean Connery everywhere, eating lunch. I go downstairs to do some gym stuff after drinking and eating for 4 days. I figured I'd go down to the gym. And there he is, it's just me and him, and he's on a bicycle, paper up, reading and working the bicycle, I swear to God. And I was just so nervous, I got on the weight bench, and it's not pounds, it's in stone, so I had no idea what I was, and I put the weight on. But I'm just watching Sean Connery trying to maybe get a look, he's not even looking over at all. And I take the dumbbell off, and it comes right down to my neck.
Oh, so the barbell is on your neck.
Yeah, and I'm like... And my eyes are closed. And then all of a sudden, it's lifted off me. His face is right here. And I said, thank you, Mr. Bond. He said something like, you know, thank you, Mr. Bond, as a joke. And he laughed. Yes, Bond, James Bond. And he put it back and then went back to his little bike. And
He was sure that he got his start as a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Sean Connery was like, he was like Mr. Scotland or something.
And then discovered as a milkman, wasn't he?
Something like that.
Yeah. Man. Interesting. Yeah,
we miss him.
He was in the Bahamas, didn't he?
Yeah, he was in the same restaurant we were in the Bahamas.
Oh, that's just to see.
I had to tie down a friend of mine who was going to go over and say something. Do not.
Was he with family or by himself?
He was at a round table with about five other people. They were laughing, having a great time. And
yeah,
he's only like 5'2", though, right?
No, not at all.
I think so. That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired. Okay.
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.